I like Big Town, man. Here we are in the high death rate part of the day with a fucking this is 60 k's of kind of open bushland, kind of open farming area, kind of fucking bushes and trees and shit, you know, up to around roads and stuff. And I think over 20 or 30 k's I probably would have seen I'd know maybe about 8 dead big kangaroos on the side of the road. There's about 50 k's to the turn off, and then there's another 50 k's after that, and I'll be about home, you know. And it's just on 5 p.m. I had a sort of hope to have gotten off the road, to have gotten home by now. But yeah, you know, I don't know what's growing on to the left there. Might be barley or wheat or some fucking thing, or pasture type grasses, you know, high protein grasses. But yeah, this is getting into the real fucking deadly territory. This is sort of less than ideal territory if there's open fields on one side and lots of bush and shit on the other. But then when it gets to sort of bushy sort of open areas and bushy sort of shit both sides of the highway, well, watch out. From now on, maybe a couple of hours beforehand, to when the kangaroos start getting mobile, and I'm not unduly fucking paranoid, but I'm very concerned because this is an area where there are lots of them, and of all the dead ones I've seen, they're not little ones, and they're not sort of malnourished ones, they're fucking big ones. They're like sort of, you know, 3 or 4 bags of cement, you know, on pogo sticks, you know. And, you know, you hit that and it's like fucking whack. You know, there goes the fucking car. There might go you. You know. So what I thought, well, I'll drive while it's still light and it's still easy to see, but I'll keep the speed down to about 80 k's or so. These are good roads, as in, like, they've got a fair amount of clearance from the side of the road to the highway. So that's a bonus. But, you know, it's not like the road, the fucking... You know, it's not like they're, the trees are growing up to about 2 metres, you know, from the actual edge of the gravel, or the actual edge of the bitumen, like some of these fucking roads. Yeah, they all look like they're travelling slower too, you know. So, so this is a bonus, and you can tell in Australia, you can tell a bit about the roads and the country that they go through is because there's so many fucking kangaroos. That's why there's about, you know, 4 or 5 metres of clearance from about 5 metres of clearance from the edge of the highway to the trees and shit, you know, because of the fucking wildlife that comes through the bush. You know, I had a particularly honest conversation, or sort of not a, I wouldn't call it an honest conversation, I just didn't feel like fucking opening up about it, but I was just feeling rather tired and worn out. And sort of exhausted. There's a dead kangaroo. I'll show you it. Oh, here he is. I got the camera aimed at him. Yeah, you can sort of see that it's a fair fucking slab, and that's a good thing about this. It's not the COVID-19 lockdown, But, you know, he'd be about 45, maybe 50 kilo. Yeah, he'd be about 50 kilos, I reckon. So that's 2.5 bags of cement, you know. And that's sort of, that's fairly solid. But what's been really sort of worrying me or concerning me is that there's fucking ones that are a lot bigger, you know. So, you know. And, yeah, by golly jingoes. So, what I thought I might do, because you can't go fast when it's night, you know, you just sit on maybe 50 or 60 k's an hour and sort of hope for the best sort of thing. And right now I'm doing about 80 k's an hour. But like they can sort of hop out at any time. And this is a really fucking bad place for them, you know. So, yeah, what happened is I had a there was an older guy, probably about 63, maybe 65. You know, and he pulled up outside the... I think I was leaving to go into the car park and or something like that, you know, or leaving. I was in the car park and I was standing near the car and he pulls up, you know, and gets out and starts to talk with me. And he says, oh, how you doing, you know? And, this guy is one of the very rare people that can look straight into you and know exactly what's going on inside your head. And, you know, he was studying me. And I didn't want to say I'm feeling pretty fucking down at the moment and like I wasn't sort of exactly contemplating suicide. But I was sort of very fucking down and sort of, you know, just sort of tired and overwhelmed and trying to get my life lived and I've got these pressures on my back, you know what I mean? And, yeah, he looked straight into me and he knew that I was kind of, you know, heading towards deep shit, you know? And he tried to draw me out, but I couldn't be that open, you know? Not at that time, and not with him, you know. It wasn't like he was a bad guy, he was a good guy, he was caring, and he gave a shit and he really wanted to know what was going on, but I just sort of, you know, I'd sort of bottled it up, you know. And, yeah. So here comes a big truck, and what I might do is, because this is a great big V double type truck, what I might do is I might go sit right up his fucking ass It looks like he's got a load on. And see what happens is with trucks like that, they mow down, you know, big V-doubles, they just fucking mow down everything that comes their way, you know. Which is a sort of, it's sort of better to go really slow through all the kangaroo areas, you know. But sometimes if you just don't want to be fucking around all night, you know. It's a way to drive, you know what I mean? You pick your trucks at a full and you'll be prepared to jump on the fucking brakes, you know, as fast as farting. They will mow down every fucking thing that goes, gets in their way. And that kind of, on a statistical sort of basis, that kind of reduces your chances of hitting something that's hopping across the road, you know what I mean? But you got to sit right up their fucking asses. And, so it's an exciting way to trip. You know, it's sort of, it's a fair compromise between you know, just covering a lot of distance and, you know, not hitting kangaroos, you know. And plus, when it gets dark, he's got really good headlights, you know. Whereas mine are sort of comparatively shit. So just by myself, there's no fucking way I'd go this fast at this time of day. Doing 60 miles an hour, 100 k's an hour, you know. No fucking way. But because they're like giant brick walls that just kill all the kangaroos, you know. It's a good way to, it's a good way to get from one side of the country to the other, right up the arse of a truck, you know. Thank God for small blessings. You can tell by the way that the trailer or the load over the axles is sort of floating because they've got airbag suspension, and so you know, so he's got a full load because it sort of floats very, very softly, you know. and he's pulling hard going up the hill. The engine's really sort of bogging. Well, not bogging, it's really throwing out a lot of power, you know. Accelerating out of that town up the hill, up the incline. But here we are in God's own death country. And it's like they're sort of like a kangaroos aren't sort of stupid, but they are, you know. Because they'll run straight into the side of fucking trucks, everything, you know. See, doing this on a motorbike's a different thing to doing it in a car, because in a motorbike you can sit right up the arse of the truck, you can organise for what part of the border you're sitting in to cool the engine, so you can basically hammer along, you get enough air coming over the motor to keep it cool, and you use fuck all power, you know, sort of like using the petrol energy you used to do, say, 30-40 k's an hour, and you're sitting on 100 k an hour because you're slipstreaming behind the truck, you know? Yeah, so with that guy in the car park today, I was less than honest with him. You know, and he looked at me and he looked inside my head and he knew what was going on, you know. He knew that I wasn't travelling too well and that I was kind of unhappy and I was tired, you know. And this is also one of those situations that you can't afford to drift off when thinking and shit, you know what I mean? You gotta keep the fucking brain where the eyeballs are, you know? But it's a good way to get a lot of fucking distance covered and not worry too much about the kangaroos, you know? Or it'll reduce the fucking threat of hitting them a bit, you know. And it's a funny thing with this being a water-cooled engine, the temperature's not going up. Good, well, we just travelled about 50 or 60 k's nearly, and over behind a fucking giant brick wall. We haven't seen one fucking kangaroo yet. Not that I mind. I don't hate them, it's just I don't want to fucking, you know, there's a big one dead, you know. So speak of the fucking devil. This is fucking, you know, death's highway for fucking kangaroos. Now I reckon he's going to turn left. Or he might be taking the fucking bypass through town. Yep. Well, that's left, you know. Because it's just save, sends all the trucks and cars up the fucking. Awesome, he might be actually going all the way to where I want to go, or near enough. Or he might be going left at the intersection and heading off to Horsham. I think he might be. Or he might be going up north towards sort of Mildura. So he'll take a fucking hard left and then keep going that way, and then a not so hard left and a kind of a right. And the third intersection, third turn is the fucking straight right where he goes to my place. I think he might be going to Horsham or possibly towards Mildura. So bonus. That's right. Well, this is good. Instead of crawling along at 60 k's an hour, going, oh my God, you know. Kangaroos are everywhere, oh fuck, they're gonna hop out, oh. I know. Got a truck to sit right up their ass. Yes, kangaroos, next fucking zillion kilometers. I tell you what, I wouldn't like to stack a truck, but I like truck racing. You know, where they get the sort of just the traction unit, you know, and they hot them right up. And what happens with these massive, massive hot engines, you know, they had to fucking put speed limiters on them because they're faster than the fucking racing cars around the track. You know, you got a tiny little lightweight cabin on, you know, like on a 13-ton fucking go-kart, you know. Yeah, so that's what's been going on with me. Dear MGTOW men. You know, and I said to some of my brothers, you know, in a different sort of fellowship, I said, there's no point saying I feel really down and sort of suicidal or whatever. You know, you can't, I think it's sort of just plain rude. You can say, well, I've been fucking struggling, you know. And then sort of kind of say that to maybe a couple of people here or there, you know, just be honest, you know. But you don't keep bringing them up and telling them the same fucking thing, you know, day after day, you know. Because if you've got a problem, then you do something about it, you know. And if you're prepared, if all you're doing is talking about it, then all you're doing is sort of whining, you know, and you're imposing. And that's a hard thing to talk about. You know, I don't think it's hard as in, you know, difficult to talk about, but it's a hard thing to wear, especially if it just goes on and on and on and on and on, you know. And, you know, yeah, no spacing out while sitting up the arse of a truck. Yeah, the reason why they put airbag suspensions on the trucks is because the softer the ride, you know, between the softer the sort of transfer of energy between the fucking, the mass of the vehicle and the bumps on the road and shit, so rather than the whole truck fucking hammering the bloody hammering the fucking road apart, you know, the airbags allow the sort of wheels and axles to sort of float between the, to sort of float the load, you know what I mean? Fuck is going. Making good time too. Yeah, it looks like they've recently regraded the sides of the roads. It's not his fault. There's narrow roads and there's other vehicles and shit, so he's just been a little bit polite and giving other people coming the other way some room to get past, you know. So he's slowing right down, he's backing off the fucking... Nah, he's not. I thought that was a vehicle ahead, but he's now turning off to the right. So it looks like I'm going to get back before it gets dark. And it looks like I can avoid all the fucking kangaroos too, you know. He's a good driver. Yes, I thank you for small blessings. Thank you for giving me a good fast truck to sit up the arse off, you know. I should actually... That's a sort of... Yeah, that's sort of more like what I'm actually looking at. Yeah, by the time anything goes, there's one, two, three axles on the truck, maybe three axles on the first trailer, and maybe another three axles on the back trailer. So it's two, or three, three, and three. That's nine axles, and eight times two, 16 wheels, you know. So by the time the kangaroos, if it goes under the front, by the time the body sort of bounces around up and down and goes smack, 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 you know, and all the wheels and all that other shit, you know, there's not a lot left of them. You know, it's like chewing on a piece of steak before you feed the baby, you know. So anything that sort of gets through, it's going to be sort of, it won't be good for the car, but it won't be like hitting a full-on kangaroo front-on or coming across a body laying on the road, you know? Or pretty much a full body, like a full large body laying on the road, you know? I believe if that guy in the truck didn't have a speed limiter and we knew that the roads had been closed, you know, for fucking traffic or something, and it was just me and him, I think he'd be up for a race. Just quietly. But all trucks now have sort of speed limiters, so that they don't, you know, basically it's just sort of all these roads and rules and regulations and sort of shit, so that, you know, they don't go a lot faster than what they should, you know. And when it comes to a turn off, I think he's going to slow down and turn right. There we are. traffic up ahead. Because it's one of the things about these really back highways, if you know your routes and all that shit, they really are sort of, I mean, you're limited to what you can do. You know, legal in terms of speed and stuff like that, but they are really are like fucking expressways across the country, you know? There's fuck all traffic, there's a lot of straight lines, you know what I mean? They tend to go more or less directly from A to B. And if you're on a motorbike, this is the way to get across country, you know. You find the space in the plough wave, as the turbulence is cut, there's a big sort of cone that comes along behind the truck. And so you get a pocket of air behind the truck that's moving at the same speed of the truck. Then you get a turbulence coming around the side of the truck. And that sort of gradually mixes with that stationary air cone. And you know, so you can actually find a sweet spot where there's enough turbulent air going over yourself and the motor to keep the engine cool. You use fuck all fuel and, you know, you're protected on the left-hand side from the fucking kangaroos. Is he turning right? No, he's not. So, so if you're ever on, you know, I don't know about other countries with their other creatures like deers and shit like that, but if you're ever travelling Australia in late afternoon, night time, you know, you can sit just sort of behind the sort of rear set wheels and you can have your high beam, so it's not actually going into his mirrors, but it'll light up your side of the road behind the truck, and so you can see anything that's sort of coming, and then you can just fucking duck in behind the truck, you know, if it's going to bounce into your path, you know. It's a bit of an art form, and it has to be sort of precisely done, and you really have to be on the ball and paying attention, and you have to pick a loaded truck, because if it's unloaded, those things can stop on a fucking dime, you know, and you're into the back of the truck, you know, before you can scratch your ass, you know. I might leave this here, dear Fred.